It is time for sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Well, we had one big trade the day before yesterday, which sent the Seattle quarterback. It was just, you know, I don't understand the trade, but Wilson went to Denver, and Denver sent their quarterback to Seattle plus a bunch of other players. And yesterday, the Colts shipped Carson Wentz to the Commanders for a pair of draft picks. And this guy's a little injury prone. And if you're a Washington quarterback, seems like Washington quarterbacks get injured frequently. But anyway, so Carson Wentz has gone to the Commanders in Washington for a pair of draft picks. All right. Major League Baseball has canceled two more series, and they've postponed opening day now until at least April 14th. And it could be much later than that. They just are not moving on certain things that they have to move on. How about this? Tiger Woods will be enshrined in the World Golf Hall of Fame, the 2022 class. While he's still playing. And it just, well, you knew that was going to happen. I mean, the guy is just amazing. What a career. And what he did for golf with the ratings and everything like that. Just amazing. Of course, you know, I mean, there are greats out there in golf. Lots of greats, as a matter of fact. Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus are the ones that most people alive nowadays would associate with. But Tiger Woods is joining the Hall of Fame, which is actually good. Bill Krasowski, a good buddy who started really, way back in the old days, radio, we started doing a sports segment way back on Q103, and he moved away from our area. He just writes, the players should wake up and sign the contract. The owner has moved a great deal and threw a lot more money into the pot. And then he says, by the way, good morning. Good morning, Bill. Nice to see you out there. Most people retire and go south. Not Bill. He retired and went north, young man. Went north. We miss him in this area, though. There's no doubt about it. We miss him. Okay. I guess we can take a look at some other sports. There's a lot of consternation. HBO series Winning Time has ruffled some feathers over Jerry West, sparked some criticism from former Lakers employees for his portrayal of West, who coached the team from 76 to 79. Longtime Lakers trainer Gary Vitti told The Athletic's Bill Oram that he walked away from about $15,000 as an actor and in-house expert on the project because he disagreed with how West was portrayed. West is seen as angrily snapping a golf club, delivering profanity-laced tirades against Bill Sharman and Dr. Jerry Buss, and for general being portrayed as a hard-drinking lunatic. Quoting Vinny, it was a total mischaracterization of Jerry West. The show also prompted objection from the NBA for its use of the league and team trademarks, like logos. So, there you go. Jerry West, and by the way, the logo of the NBA, that basketball player you see in that logo, it's Jerry West. It's Jerry West. Anyways. And this is, you knew this was coming with what happened with the Seattle Seahawks. Quote, I don't think there's any trust, end quote. The differences of Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. And after the trade was done, he was not happy. And I don't, you know, and Russell Wilson, you know, Russell Wilson doesn't play with the Seattle Seahawks. They don't win much. I'm sorry. They don't win much. Yeah, they had a good defense. Yes, they had, what's his name, the running back and stuff like that. But they don't win much. Or they don't win as much as they want. I was shocked that he was traded. I really was. But that's the way the world goes. Let's take a look at some scores from the NBA last night. Locally, the Celtics beat the Hornets 115-101. The Lakers lost again. The Knicks defeated the Mavericks 107-77. Coming up today, the Nets take on the 76ers. And tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Grizzlies. And then on Saturday, local teams that we look at and talk about. No local teams. Sunday, the Knicks take on the Nets. And I'm looking for when the Celtics play again. They don't play until Monday? Wow. Well, anyways, that is a look at some NBA scores. In the National Hockey League yesterday, only a couple of games, not involving any local teams. Today, in the National Hockey League, the Bruins take on the Blackhawks. The Jets take on the Devils. The Blue Jackets take on the Islanders. And the Rangers take on the Blues. That is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.